Here and here, a couple.
All right. I'm going to call this meeting to order. Planning Commission hearing and meeting September 10th, 2025. It's currently 6 p.m. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I have a moment to try out for a family.
Would you like to do the prayer?
No. I'm going to quiet.
Okay.
Members of you. Thank you.
All right, then let's move into roll call. Go ahead.
Lee Fralish here.
Bradley Farr here.
Garth Hood here.
Drew Running here.
All right. Does anyone have any conflicts of interest to disclose?
No.
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 Then I will open up a hearing on item number one, ordinance O2025-33, proposed zone change from OST to Ag 10 for AV1354B. Applicant is Alan Dockstader. Any comments? Anyone online? All right. I'll close the hearing. Item number one, ordinance O2025-33, proposed zone change from OST to Ag 10. Open up a hearing on item number two, the simple lot split subdivision application for parcel AV1311B 2745 North Purple Sage Road. Three new parcels from applicant Jordan Holm. Any comments? Come on up, Margie.
I just have some questions. Margaret Osaski, 1024 West Little Pinion. Those lots have already been recorded on the county recording as of 8/18. So so we're doing a lot split, but they've already been recorded.
We're not taking questions, just comments.
Okay.
Public comments.
Okay. There's no road to lot number one. It's landlocked. There's no subdivision name, no drainage plan, no road frontage given, no Shrum's CODA report, and lot three doesn't meet the zoning of RE5.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else want to make any comments?
I'll stand up. This is kind of new to me. It's like, so I understand that across the street from me, they want to split their lot, which is just got split a couple of years ago. And that was an illegal lot split that become illegal after it happened. So the applicant that's here today was not the one that sold the property. He was receiving end of it, but he was still involved in this illegal lot split. So only a couple of years later, we're here for them to split their lot again, which again is straight across the street from me. At one point, I talked to these guys that worked in another property. Hopefully they were kidding when they told me, we're going to have a pig farm. What? Okay, I'll let that go as funny. That's just a funny, right? So now I got the opportunity for three more people to live across the street from me. Again, another lot split off from the first illegal lot split. And that first one has not been a good neighbor. If you guys go down there and look at the property that's down there now, they store stuff that evidently is a construction yard for other properties, not that one. They store stuff. It's got way too much stuff on it already. And they're asking to put more stuff across the street from me. Illegal, illegal. So I don't know at what point you just go, we don't care about the guys that live here for longer. The new guy gets to do whatever he wants. That's all I got to say.
Thank you. Yeah, Rich, come on up. But make sure you keep it to 3 minutes, okay?
Pardon?
I said make sure you keep it to 3 minutes, okay? No, I'm just messing
well,
with you.
That's fine. That's okay. I can do this. No, I'm not too thrilled. That's been a sore spot in Gooseberry for a long time, but it's not part of Gooseberry. We understand that. Mark is absolutely right. You know, I don't know what they're going to do, but, you know, it is a construction lot as far as I'm concerned. I did construct for a long time. I have a little issue with the animals. I guess that's in front. And that's not much of a code on animals anyway, and nobody enforces it. But it really, I wouldn't say it lowers property values, but it doesn't help it. And I'm not concerned about property value because there are people that is. But they got stairs, and I'm sure it's all legal and everything. They don't take care of it. You know, they just roam out there. And they did get rid of one of their horses out of the four, but it really kind of drags the neighborhood down. And it's been a struggle from day one, but just thought I'd just throw my 2 cents into it. I don't want to feel left out. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Anyone else want to make any comments?
I do walking around the block quite often. And just that corner between the that property and the house, there's such an odor. You have to have something over your face just to walk by. It's such a stench coming from there. It's not maintained or cleaned up.
Okay. Anyone else? Anyone online? All right. And I'm going to close the hearing on item number 2, simple lot split subdivision application for parcel AV1311B2745 North Purple Sage Road, applicant Jordan Holm. And we'll move into discussion, possible action. The first one is item number 3, ordinance 02-2533. It's a proposed zone change from OST to Ag 10 from Allen Dockstader. I believe the applicant is here if we have any questions, but you want to come up and say, yeah, you come up and
okay, this is an 80-acre lot off of Main Street, south of the highway, owned by Dockstetters. He wants to rezone it, and he's going to lot split it after he gets the rezone into 8 10-acre parcels, which goes right in the general plan, the master plan, the whole Apple Valley, low density, goes right with everything. So I don't see any problems with it at all. He's currently OST. He'll be Ag 10, which could be a lot worse. We could be over there with 1 acre, half acre, 1 acre lot. So that's what he wants to do. He's not a developer. He's not selling this to people. He's got his brothers and that own part of it, and they want to divide it up and put houses on those 8 lots. So that's what's going on with that one.
He's here if you guys have questions for him. Yeah. I would just say Mayor Farrar presented that very well. That's what we're trying to do. There's a couple of my brothers here, and we're just trying to take a big piece and be able to use that between us. And if anybody had any questions for me, then I am here. But he did present that very well.
Cool. Thank you.
Where's that at, Mike?
On Main Street, south of the 59, way over there by Coyote, over by the Fishers.
On the north side?
No, south side. South side of the highway.
Your side.
Yeah, my side of the highway, right off of Main Street.
Okay.
Gonna do what you
want to be the west side.
Let's just keep it to discussion up here, please. Thank you. Do you guys have any comments, any concerns, questions? I think it seems pretty good.
That seems pretty straightforward.
Pretty simple to me.
No, I'm fine with it.
Stuart, good?
No, I'm good.
All right. Does anyone want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we're just approving it, right?
Yep. No, we recommend.
We still recommend.
Yeah, the town council.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that we recommend approval of ordinance O-2025-33, the proposed zone change, open space transition zone to Ag 10 for AV1354-B for applicant Allen Dockstader.
Second.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. On to item number 4. Simple lot split subdivision application, parcel AV1311B. The applicant is Jordan Holm. You want to come say a few words?
Yep. Okay, this is Jordan Holm. He is over near the Gooseberry area. He has 20 acres, if I remember correctly. We rezoned him last week to RE5 at the request of some of the residents. He originally wanted Ag5, but we heard from some of the residents, if you guys remember, you guys approved it to, or it's going to town council, we approved it to RE5. He wants to break it up into 4 lots, if I remember correctly, 3 new lots. is doesn't it's a simple lot split, so it doesn't need drainage, he doesn't need all the other stuff. It now falls under Utah state new laws for a simple lot split, so we're not supposed to take it to council. It's your guys' approval. We don't have to require, we're not allowed to require all those improvements and all that. So new state laws. It is I've heard their issues. I would like them to remember that if this guy decided to sell it to Travis Home, you'd have 1 acre lots all in front of your house. So I think it's good for the area. My opinion is because I think it meets with the general plan. It ties up a lot of land on 5 acre parcels instead of 1 acre or even half acre parcels or anything like that. So the animal thing, they can only have as many animals as they can. If someone files a nuisance complaint, it will be addressed. But I've driven by, I think he's only got like five cows or something. That's all I know about. So I don't know of any problems with the animals. I've driven by, it's plenty of room for 5 animals. He's within the town ordinances, but I don't live there and I don't smell it. So I just, I'm not telling them they're not being, I'm not saying they're not being honest. I'm sure it smells if they smell it. I just don't have an answer for that. We live in a rural town and we have, if there could be cows all out there. So that's what he wants to do.
As far as the smell goes, that's kind of a separate issue, I think. I said I filed a complaint, but it really doesn't have anything to do with the lot split. Same with the construction. I mean, if it's a construction site and it's not zoned for that, then they can file a complaint.
No,
that's a separate issue.
Not right now. This is only for us. Yeah.
I don't know why there wouldn't be access to the road access to the back lot, number one.
I believe there is access.
There.
If you look at that little strip right up above,
is that a road?
Parcel one, I believe that is a road. That's my understanding.
Okay.
Could we get, maintain that it has to be access to the county land off?
Yeah, we want to. Yeah, of course. We can. When we make a motion, we can just say you don't make a motion.
Regarding all that.
But yeah.
Is there a reason why they're not always 5?
So I talked to the applicant about that. The reason number 3 is a little bit smaller is to be able to have road access off of Gooseberry Way. If you made it any bigger, then there would not be access for all of them.
Oh.
And that little corner right there.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
But yeah, we can make a motion that states, you know, because you sign off telling me they have access, but they do all. From my understanding, they'll have access.
Do you have any history on that? The mention that it's an illegal lot split. Do we have any knowledge of that or
not?
It's not. It's been ratified. Okay. It was at one point, but then we recorded a release of violation. It's recorded on the property. There's a
okay.
The time is
closed. Yeah, come.
Let me explain lot splits to you guys real quick. Lot splits are very interesting, and I'm trying to work with the county on this. So anybody can split their lot and go down and record it with the county, and there's nothing we can do about it. They don't have to have our okay to record a lot split. So what he did was he did a lot split. If I remember correctly, then he went and did the lot split and recorded it. But we have an ordinance with the town that says you got to come into us and ask us permission. I'm trying to work with the county to stop that. I don't know if I'll be successful. I do not feel the county should grant the record a lot split without Apple Valley signing off. It's in our town. So, but that's the way it is right now. So that, I believe that was a legal lot split. He went down and recorded with the county. And then we came in and said, wait a minute, you didn't come through Apple Valley. You have to pay your fees here. And then we recorded.
Well, we don't have a recourse to go back after and get it changed because the county.
It's recorded with the county.
It's recorded.
All we can do, you're not going to beat the lot split. You're going to report it. The town can fight it. And say that we're not going to approve your building permit because you didn't illegal lot split and stuff like that, but it's been recorded with the town, the county. It's done. There's nothing we can do to reverse that
after
the fact. But we,
well, they're doing it right now,
but it's done right. It was on, I was before my time, I think, right? I wasn't mayor yet, but they came back in, paid their fees to the town, filed for the lot split through the town. The town approved it, but it was already done at the county.
So at this point, they're completely legal.
They're completely legal right now. Yep, everything's legal right now. And they're doing it the right way now. They're coming to the town first.
I like the larger lots. I like the close to 5 acre lots. And that's in line with what I've you know, heard from people and people usually approve, but I'm sorry that you have problems with the guy. I think you'll probably have to address that in another manner. But I don't think there's a way of
My biggest problem is the lack of enforcement and what we got going on right now. There's like if we have one that we can't enforce the rules on, and then he's able to split, then we got three more.
But that was well before this administration.
And, you know, and the point is that we can't enforce the one that's there. They're going to have three more that we can't enforce as well. And it's like, then we just got a bigger.
Technically, we can't enforce this one. He can go down and split and record it.
Evidently not. It's the county, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't the county have to give you notification?
No.
Well, like Mike's. No.
I mean,
this appears that they're trying to do it legally now where they didn't before. So do we want to punish them for not doing it before? And I mean, being addressed here. From our standpoint, our thing is to would be to approve it because they're approaching us in a legal, forthright manner.
Problem with them building houses? I welcome people in the neighborhood, but not if they're going to have a shithole like they have right now. They got four connexes, a staging area for their stuff. It totally. I mean, if you go out and walk, Mike drove by. Get out and walk around there and see the stench. It is nasty.
That's a separate issue that needs to be addressed in a separate manner. Yeah.
That's my opinion on it.
They would build three more.
Everything up to this point is legal. Mm-hmm. You're in the right process. They're going through it. We like low density lots. If there's an issue with animals, whatever, that's something they should have to file a new complaint for the mayor, get that handled. But I don't think that should weigh in on our decision as far as the lot, simple lot right. goes as well.
And legally, it can't. We have to just go through the ordinances and check the boxes on this one. Yeah. Like state law.
Yeah. That's my opinion.
I agree. That's two separate issues. Okay. We're not discussing the one. So we can only discuss what we're allowed to discuss.
And I'll file a nuisance complaint tomorrow.
There you go.
I'll make a motion that we approve the simple lot split for parcel AB 1311-B for 2745 North Purple Sage Road for three new parcels for applicant Jordan Holm.
Second.
Motion and second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. All right, under the minutes, you guys see any problems or anything?
No.
All right. You want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes. 2025 Planning Commission hearing and meeting.
You want to second it?
I'm glad.
All right. Awesome. Go ahead, through it.
I got it.
All right. Motion and second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Yeah, motion we adjourn.
All right, I'll second. Question second, let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Meeting adjourned.
6:78. Nice work.